Now, the rest of the story. Moments before the target appeared in the mission leader's bomb sight, his blood ran cold. There could be no room for error without risking unbelievable disaster, because the target itself was a circle less than 60 feet in diameter. Less than 60 feet. And it must be struck precisely from a height of 3,500 feet. The 14 Israeli pilots had rehearsed the mission painstakingly, and now this was the real thing. They must not fail. The Israeli Air Force called it Operation Babylon. 8 bomb-bearing F-16 fighters, attended by 6 heavily armed F-15 escorts, soared deep into Iraqi airspace on what, if successful, would be the longest mission in IAF history, and in many ways the most dangerous. The pilots were carefully taught what to do if shot down and captured. Don't try to be some special hero in the face of torture. Those were their orders from the Army's chief of staff, and yet in volunteering for Operation Babylon, these 14 pilots were all special heroes. Preparations were conducted with the utmost secrecy. Even during the mission itself, there'd be strict radio silence. The pilots would have to communicate among themselves only through visually identifiable hand signals. Because of the length of the mission, fuel was a problem. There'd be just enough to reach the objective in Iraq and return home. Nothing left for extraneous maneuvers. The journey back would be in darkness. That stood in the Israelis' favor, but that was about all that favored them. At last, the F-16s began closing in on the target. Altimeters unwound like clocks with blown mainsprings, 3,900 feet, 3,700, 200 feet more, and the lead plane would release 2 MK-84s, 2,000 explosive pounds each, 1 ton each of explosives. The bomb site's death dot found its mark. The bombs were jettisoned. The afterburner kicked in. The pilot climbed out hard to the left. He watched as his two bombs made a direct hit. Then he braced himself for the Iraqi MiGs to come after him. But none did. The Sunday afternoon strike had been a total surprise. The F-16s had dropped 16 bombs on that same target within minutes, and all fell within 40 feet of one another. Ask any airman the significance of that. And the pilots headed for home. Operation Babylon was an utter success. Not one Iraqi had been killed. Now, the target for that one-of-a-kind Israeli air attack was no city, no military base, but a scientific installation wherein the Iraqis were preparing to manufacture nuclear weapons. Israel had bombed Iraq back to the Stone Age, almost literally. For the target, which Israeli pilots specifically destroyed, was an Iraqi nuclear reactor. 16 bombs within 40 feet of the geometric center of the nuclear dome. No fallout, no Holocaust. You have wondered what might happen should one of those nuclear plants get jostled a little by an earthquake or something. Well, now you know the rest of the story.